Thank you, Mr. Chair. With regard to substantive matters that were discussed at MX1, I would like to state the following. First, Japan does not see any difficulties in the content of MX1 factual report, including its annexes, so that Japan would like to have its reference in the report of the MSP. Mr. Chair, Japan attaches great importance to Article 10 and has been actively providing related assistances with priority given to capacity building for domestic implementation and assistance in the event of a biological weapons incident. Concrete examples of Japan's assistance has been introduced at the past MX meetings, so I don't repeat it here, but I would like to state that Japan will continue to be active in taking various forms of international cooperation in this regard. With regard to the discussions on strengthening of international cooperation, Japan appreciates these countries that have submitted reports on implementation of Article 10, as these reports are important reference with which we can understand current status of the international cooperation under Article 10 and enable us to engage in more effective discussions in this regard. With regard to the proposal to further revitalize the database on the international cooperation and the establishment of international cooperation officer within the ISU, we look forward to further discussions on the possibility of securing the necessary resources as well as clarifications on the role of the officer. Japan would also like to take this opportunity to state that in general, all the proposals with financial implication should be considered together with the financial difficulties that the BWC faces. Japan stated in general debate that MSP should urge all the state parties to pay their assessed contributions in full and without delay. This point needs to be discussed as well. And in order to revitalize the international cooperation database, it would be helpful to provide support to the needs assessment of each party on national biosecurity and biosafety systems, and to help the recipient countries themselves to better understand their needs. Any future relevant workshops in this regard could be registered in advance in the database as the offer items. Finally, as noted in the factual report of MX1, international organizations such as the WHO and OIE have agreed to play a key role in the implementation of BWC Article 10. We should continue to obtain the attendance of these international organizations, and if there is anything they can do to help it, it would be a good idea to register them in the database as an offer item. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Japan.